Good morning, this is Ben and Emmy with your 10 AM Zedlines. In local news, a young girl is in hospital after being driven over by a ute on Queensland's heritage-listed island Gari on Thursday. A Life Flight spokesperson said a toddler was left unresponsive when the rear and front wheels of the ute rolled over the girl at a low speed. A Queensland Ambulance Service spokesperson said the girl suffered abdominal injuries and was flown to Queensland's Children's Hospital in a stable condition.
The prawn trawler San Diego crew members abandoned ship after water began pouring into the engine room near Cedar Bay, south of Cooktown on Tuesday morning. Steve Underhill, one of the crew members of the ship, said they activated an emergency distress beacon and within 20 minutes, a Border Force plane flew over the trawler while nearby sea swift fractures rescued the crew. A spokesman for Queensland Department of Transport and Main Roads said, quoted, a barge was deployed to the site on Wednesday with oil spill response equipment and tanks for the recovery of any diesel.
In national news, the parents of a child restrained by former Tennant Creek Mayor Jeffrey McLaughlin in a so-called citizen's arrest have called for legal action to be taken against him. McLaughlin, who has since been suspended as Barkly Regional Council Mayor, restrained and sat on the child, who he claimed had broken into his home in August. In a letter to the North Australian Aboriginal Justice Agency, the child's parents alleged Mr. McLaughlin used excessive force for an unnecessary period of time to restrain their son. McLaughlin has since resisted calls from Aboriginal organisations to resign over the incident, describing his actions as entirely reasonable within the circumstances.
The Victorian government's plan to plant 16 million trees over the next decade has delivered just 4,000 trees in its first year, making timber communities concerned they may not be able to work for decades. The Gibson Plantation is a key project to fuel Victoria's transition from native forest harvesting to a plantation forest-based sector by 2023, and the program cannot save the native timber industry. Australian Forest Contractors Association General Manager Tim Lester said, quoted, there may be some short-term pieces around building across to roads and potentially some land preparation stuff, but there is basically nothing in this for the contracting community.
In international news, Jewish South African Gabriella Faber has resigned as spokesperson for the African National Congress Women's League, accusing the party of supporting Hamas. Faber said her decision was confirmed when the Minister of International Relations and Cooperation, Naledi Pandor, admitted to communicating with Hamas. Pandor denied supporting Hamas, but admitted taking a call to discuss humanitarian corridors amidst Israel's air assault. President Cyril Ramaphosa has addressed both attacks on Israel civilians and collective punishment of Palestinians in Gaza, but Ms. Faber said the ANC was unable to stand with Jewish people during this time.
For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny. It's currently 33 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 34. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 11, which is extreme. That's all your news for 10 AM. We will be back at 11 AM with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZ.org.au to read more.